It's a joy and a privilege to have Marisa Smucker with us today. Marisa has been working for Mennonite Mission Network for
almost five years.
And as part of that, I know one of the things you were just talking about Friday night with me is that you started kind of overseeing Mennonite voluntary service, or at least working with
Interim position.
And you were spending a week or so in Colorado.
Yes.
With a MVS retreat, and then you were in Lancaster with Atlantic Coast Conference, and then with Franconia Conference here for this week, and you get around the church. And I know you've been around before because you stayed at our house about 2 years ago, I believe, when you were speaking.
Thanks to Steve Chris.
Speaking somewhere else, yeah. And Marisa had shared with the Mennonite Church in Kansas City this summer one of the sessions on stories of transformation, and shared a glimpse into your own kind of pilgrimage and hearing God's renewed call to ministry. Didn't know exactly where that would lead, and maybe you'll share a little bit of that story with us this morning. Very inspiring, moving story. So may God bless you, Marisa, as you share with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is very good to be here. And I know that my coworker, colleague John Lapp, is connected here to your church and was just here earlier this year, I think, in March. So you have heard, you know about Mission Network. You are faithful in your walk with us, in your partnership with us, and we are so thankful for that. November is Mission Month for Mennonite Mission Network and for others around the world. And this is a time for us to think about what it means to join in God's mission around the world. Our Mission Sunday materials that we use happens to be focusing on Zacchaeus. So as Andrew, thank you, read in Luke 19, 1 through 10, we hear the story of Zacchaeus wanting to see who Jesus is. I'm going to read it again because I want us to focus on the story before I get further along. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there named Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree just to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Come down, for I must stay in your place." So Zacchaeus hurried down, and he was happy. He was filled with joy to welcome Jesus. All the people around them, though, began to grumble and said, he was going to be a guest of the one who is a sinner. And in his response, Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The thing that stands out here for me is Zacchaeus was looking to see who is Jesus. And when he climbed that tree, Jesus actually says his name, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come to your house." Mike mentioned that at conference, Michelle talked about a cloud of witnesses, but she also talked about how, yes, Christ brings salvation to us, but Christ chooses to work through us. Christ chooses to be present with us. And in this sense, Christ is saying, I need you to be a part of my mission here on earth. And so for me, this encounter that Zacchaeus has is a turning point for him. We don't know how long this period of time happens, but in our story, it's short. And his response is one of faith. And this is what changes him. And so I ask you today, how have you been touched by Jesus? And what has your response in faith been? I am going to share the story that I shared at conference, but I'm going to share a little bit more than what I was able to share at the convention, not conference, but at the convention. Because that convention only had 5 minutes. They were pretty strict. Here I have, what, an hour? No, I'm just kidding. The setting is I'm living in Costa Rica, my home country. I had decided to go back there for several reasons. One, I wanted to know what it was like to be Costa Rican. I'd been adopted as a baby. I'd grown up in a white Mennonite church community. I wanted to learn Spanish because somehow my parents forgot to put me in classes for that. But it was a time also to do ministry. I had just come from living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, living there about 11 or 12 years, and I had been doing full-time ministry. So I get to Costa Rica, and the context is this. What I thought I was going to do, ministry, bringing mission groups, exciting things, did not turn out the way I planned it. My life took a turn. Instead, I started teaching English. Not because I'm going to have a teaching degree, but because I'm a native speaker. So at least I earned some money on that one. And I came to find out I really liked teaching. I enjoyed the engagement with students, but I still kind of missed ministry. So I would kind of look for ways to insert ministry as I worked with the students, as I worked with the parents of students and the families. And it worked sometimes, but it was very informal. It was infrequent, and I had to look for it. Sometimes it would cross my mind, I used to do full-time ministry, but I let it go. I was enjoying my time being in Costa Rica. And then one afternoon, I was sitting on my bed, and I heard a voice. It was an audible voice. Nobody else was in that room or apartment with me. It was crystal clear. And it said, it's time. I knew. I didn't need any other words. I knew what that meant. So, I called my mom. I said, Mom, I'm going to come home. She was super excited, and this also guaranteed that I would follow through with listening to the voice. But I also knew, even though my spirit understood what those words meant, even though my head knew what I needed to do, my heart wasn't ready. So I said, Mom, I'm going to come home in 1 year because I need time. I need time to get ready. I need time for my heart to be prepared. In the next few days, time went a little bit, and I thought about, if I'm going to return home back to Elkhart, I hadn't lived there for almost 20 years. What was I going to do? What What did this really mean, it's time? So I started to think a little for myself, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of nice to get back into full-time ministry, and it'd be really great if it were a Mennonite agency. I've never worked full-time for a Mennonite agency. Well, and I did call my mom and said I was coming home, so it would be great if I could go to Elkhart. And I'd been spending all this time learning Spanish and getting to know my culture. Wouldn't it be great if I could continue in some way this part of me, this new part, this part that has always been a part of me, but I was suddenly getting to know. And I don't know why I thought about this, but it's true. I said, I would love to travel. I like going to other countries. I like doing road trips. I want to get out on the road. Now, I'm going to break here for a second before I finish my story. And I'm going to tell you why I chose the sermon title that I did, our theme. Afterward, I knew. Part of it's because it's taken from my favorite hymn of all time, I Sought the Lord. There's something in there about I thought I was seeking God, but it's really God who's seeking me. It's really God who is looking for us. God looking for you. So while I think I'm doing the initiating here, it really isn't me. And we see this in Zacchaeus' story too. He's the one that climbed the tree. We think he's the one that's looking for God, for Jesus. But really, Jesus all along had been looking for Zacchaeus. And in this phrase, afterward I knew, the afterward to me implies that some event happened beforehand. Otherwise, I can't say afterward. What is that event that is so special, that encounter with Christ, that sometimes we forget to take notice of? Sometimes we forget to look for it. And then the backside of that, afterward I knew, what is going to be our response? Because once I know something, once my eyes have been opened, once I have heard the words, I can't go back to the way I was. I need to respond just as Zacchaeus did in faith. So now I go back to my story. What was I going to do after hearing these words? After saying, Mom, I'm coming home. What comes next? What is God wanting me to do? So a Facebook message comes, because that's how God talks. I don't know if you know that. A Facebook message comes from a friend of my mom's, and she says, hey, there's a position open for a church relations representative. Well, this comes in May, and I had already promised my school, and like I had said, my heart wasn't ready. I was leaving. My goal was to leave December or later. So this is coming way too early. So I'm like, you know what? I'll apply just to practice. I'm out of practice of having a resume and an interview. I'm going to do that. Well, I start going through the application and the interview process, and I start hearing what this church relations representative job is about. And they're saying to me, well, you know, you're going to have to travel at least 3 months out of the year. That doesn't sound too hard. And we really want you because you're bilingual. You can speak Spanish. Oh. And we have an Elkhart office. Mom's going to like that. And it's Mennonite Mission Network, its full-time ministry for the Mennonite Church. And as I'm going through this process, I'm rethinking my plan. I'm like, doggone it, I'm gonna have to tell them I'm gonna leave early. And so I talked to my supervisor and she says, Marisa, it's too good of an opportunity. You need to say yes. And the person that had been calling me back and saying, well, we haven't quite decided. We almost have a decision made. So finally on this next to last call, I say to her, you know what, if you need me to come back in August, I can. I can make it happen. I can work things out. And she goes, no, I'll get back to you. I get a call in the next couple of days. And they are saying to me, we want you to have the job. And we're going to wait 6 months just for you to have that job. These tears are not because I'm in my dream job. Although, yeah, I will say for the most part, it is a nice job. I do enjoy it. But it's because Christ had been seeking me all along. Christ always is the initiator in each of our lives. The question is, are we paying attention? Are we looking around? Are our eyes open? Are our ears open to hear the words? Are we like Zacchaeus, ready to climb a tree, ready to do no matter what it takes, so that we can encounter Christ passing on by? But this story is also a reminder, not just of the encounter, the beforehand event, afterward I knew, and the response of faith. But here in Luke, we are reminded what Jesus says to the crowd and to Zacchaeus. Today, salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Being a part of the Mennonite Church, growing up in the Mennonite Church, I know what it is to be a Christian. I've accepted Christ. I've taken that road. But there are times, even us who are Christians, even us who are part of the Mennonite Church, we get lost along the way. And we forget that, like others who have never heard the name of Jesus before, that Christ continually seeks us out so that we might be a part of and experience Christ's salvation in the world. Because only then, only when we have experienced it ourselves and know Jesus through our own personal encounter, can we respond in faith. Can we say, Christ, I will follow you. Christ, I will put away my desires and allow my heart, allow my mind and allow my spirit to be transformed so that I might walk with you in doing your mission in the world. This is my prayer for each of us, that we remember, that we recount how we encounter Christ, and that in those moments, we remember that we too have been transformed, that we are a part of those great cloud of witnesses that know what it means to have been touched, to have our name called by Christ and say, hurry, come, and join me in my mission in the world. God bless you.